The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Birdland Today, your daily dose of Orioles talk.
Welcome to Birdland Today. And let me be honest before we start. There's a big part of me that wants to rip up this script I wrote for today. I'm still frustrated about the Orioles. I'm still frustrated about the Ravens' loss yesterday in that big playoff game. I'd love to sit here and vent about Mark Andrews and maybe a little bit about Lamar Jackson and his playoff run. Or I could sit here and complain about how the LA Dodgers are ruining baseball. Because if you just spend money and spend money and spend money, I know it doesn't guarantee winning, but it doesn't make things as fun as it could be. But let's face it, those are both conversations that'll take up the whole podcast. But today isn't the day for rants because I want to look back. Because it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's a day to look back, to reflect, and to remember the incredible progress we've made as a country, as baseball, and specifically some guys on the Baltimore Orioles. And I want to look at a couple trailblazers who then made it possible. So the rants will have to wait for another day, because today we're going to honor the legacy of Dr. King and celebrate those Orioles, or a few Orioles, who broke barriers and paved the way for a better future. Because baseball, like society, has its own history of breaking barriers. And today, let's celebrate the Orioles side of that. I know there's a lot of attention on Jackie Robinson and some of the other people, but there's some people in the Orioles organization that we need to remember today as well. They not only helped shape the game, but carried forward the values that Dr. King stood for courage, perseverance, and hope for a better future. And that's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at these players and how they kind of carried on Dr. King's message into baseball. And let's begin with Frank Robinson, one of the most significant figures in baseball history, especially the Orioles history. When Robinson joined the Orioles in 1966, he wasn't just another great player. He was a transformative force. That year, Robinson won the Triple Crown, was named American League MVP, and led the Orioles to their first ever World Series championship. He didn't just excel, he dominated, breaking down stereotypes about what African-American athletes could achieve. But Robinson's impact did not stop with just his playing career. In 1975, he made history as the first African-American manager in Major League Baseball with the Cleveland Indians, later coming on to manage the Baltimore Orioles. But think about what that meant during that time. Just 7 years after Dr. King's assassination, Robinson took on a leadership role in a sport that had been slow to embrace change. Robinson's managerial career, it wasn't just symbolic, it was effective. He proved that African Americans could lead, not only on the field, but also from the dugout. Challenging that status quo and then opening the door for others to become managers. His courage and determination echoed Dr. King's words, "Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase." Next up, we have Eddie Murray. Steady Eddie, a name that perfectly captures his legacy. Murray broke into the league in 1977 and quickly became one of the most feared hitters in baseball. Over his Hall of Fame career, Eddie hit 504 home runs and over 3,000 hits. He quickly earned the respect of everyone around him. His consistency on the field was a testament to his work ethic, but also his impact went beyond the numbers. In an era where African-American representation in baseball was declining, Murray stood as a role model for young black athletes. He showed that success in baseball was attainable and that excellence wasn't just about talent, but also about perseverance and professionalism. Dr. King once said, whatever your life's work is, do it well. And Eddie Murray lived by that principle day in and day out. And as an Oriole, he became a symbol of excellence and pride for the city of Baltimore. Now I want to look at one more guy, and I got to jump forward to more of the modern era. Guys, we all saw recently. And let's jump forward to that player, Adam Jones, a player who embodied what is meant to be a leader on and off the field. Adam spent 11 seasons with the Orioles, 5 All-Star selections, 4 Gold Gloves, and let's be honest, he was the heart and soul of the Baltimore Orioles while he was here. But again, like the other players, Adam Jones' legacy is about more than his stats. He was deeply involved in the Baltimore community, donating time and money to causes that helped the underserved youth and families. And he wasn't afraid to speak out. If you remember, back in 2017, after enduring some racial abuse in Fenway, Adam spoke out about racism in baseball, bringing attention to the issue that really we've tried to ignore. And no one has spoken out about it because we like to think, oh, well, Jackie Robinson played and it all went away. But no, Adam in 2017, not that long ago, made sure to bring the attention back. Adam's courage to speak out against injustices is a direct reflection of Dr. King's teachings. As King said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And Adam's actions remind us that athletes have a platform, and using that platform for good is one of the most powerful ways to honor Dr. King's legacy. Now, it's not just stars like Frank Robinson, Eddie Murray, and Adam Jones that deserve recognition. Over the years, many African-American players have contributed to the Orioles' success, and while also breaking barriers and inspiring future generations. We got to remember players like Don Buford, who was an essential part of the 1969-71 Orioles dynasty, or Al Bumfrey, who won Rookie of the Year in 1973 and then became a key figure in Baltimore for his performance and leadership. These players not only helped the Orioles on the field, but also represented progress in a sport that wasn't always welcoming to people of color. Their success reminds us, in the words of Dr. King, that we must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. Each of these players faced challenges, but they all persevered, paving the way for those who came after them. As we celebrate MLK Day, it's important to remember that the work isn't done. Baseball's come a long way, but there's always progress to be made. Whether it's increasing diversity in the front office, expanding opportunities for minority players, or using the platform of the sport to promote equality and justice. The Orioles' history is rich with players who have honored Dr. King's vision by breaking barriers and inspiring change and showing us what's possible when we strive for excellence. From Frank Robinson's historical leadership to Eddie Murray's steady greatness and Adam Jones' commitment to the community. And justice as well with Adam Jones, thanks to speaking out in Boston. These trailblazers remind us of the power of perseverance and the importance of standing up for right. As we wrap up this episode, I leave you with this thought. How can we honor Dr. King's legacy in our own lives? Whether it's standing up for what we believe in, helping those in need, or simply striving to be our best, we all have a role to play in building a better world, whether it's on the baseball field or in our day-to-day lives. So, a little different show today. Thanks for tuning in to Birdland Today. Keep subscribing, telling your friends, and as we get ready for baseball season. And let's keep Dr. King's dream alive, not just today, but every day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, Ryan Reynolds here. It's a new year, and you know what that means. No, not the diet. Resolutions. A way for us all to try and do a little bit better than we did last year. And my resolution, unlike Big Wireless, is to not be a raging and raise the price of wireless on you every chance I get. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited. See mintmobile.com for details.